It's just one of them days.
Excuse me, you like to buy this week's position, please? Excuse me, you like to buy this week's position, please?
My name's Jason Cameron Lees. I'm 18. Come from Bristol. I was born in Gloucester. Brought up Bristol, back to Gloucester. And been on the street ever since, really.
Excuse me, you like to buy this week's position, please? Thank you, madam.
I haven't seen my family for 3 years. My mum kicked me out when I was 16 and I haven't seen them since. Just arguments all the time. And in the end, she just kicked me out. And my stepdad at the same time.
Excuse me, you like to buy this week's position, please?
I was in Cheltenham, that's where I met Shannon, and got in with the wrong people and ended up stealing cars. I mean, it's not clever. I mean, I can't even drive, but like, I just used to do it for a bit of extra money, like rip a stereo out and that, and then obviously joyriding, you get buzz out of that, where I don't drink, smoke or do nothing, like. And then I got caught a couple of times and that's it. Bang, bye bye. 3 months in jail. I come out last March. I got back in with the same people, started again, and Charlene was pregnant this time, so the court went a bit easier on me, and I got 2 year probation. Just kept clean now since last April. I've kept clean. So then I stopped, and now I'm down here. Don't even bother me no more. Don't even think about stealing cars anymore.
Excuse me, you like quite a bit of position, please?
I wake up by half past 7, 8 o'clock in the car park, put my sleeping bag in my bag. Then, if I've got any issues left, I go out and sell them. If not, I wait till 9 o'clock till the office opens, get some more, come up to my own pitch, and then I'll sell basically for most of the day. And then I'll go and see my fiance at the YMCA, stay there for a bit, and then about 9, 10 o'clock. And go down the car park, read me a book, go to sleep.
Excuse me, would you like to buy this book to put issue, please?
No, I've only learnt to read in the last 2 years. My fiance I'm with now. Before I met her, I couldn't read or write a word. And she's taught me how to read and write, basically. So,
thank you.
I'm reading Prodigal Daughter at the moment. So I read Cain and Abel, so now I'm reading the follow-on. It goes a lot deeper into Cain and Abel, like on Abel's side of things, obviously, because his daughter Florentina is the prodigal daughter, which is what it's about. Brilliant book. I'm nearly finished that one now.
Thank you.
Well, it started off when I was in Gloucester. My cousin was selling, and like I was on the streets as well, and he told me like easy way instead of begging. So it was like, took me down to the office, and then I got an interview to be badged up. Got my badge, and I've been selling ever since. Some days, like, if it's raining or something and you don't sell hardly anything, you just sit there and, oh, why do I bother? But then you get some good days and you think, well, this is why I bother. So, you know what I mean? It puts food in my stomach. So that's what that counts, really.
Excuse me, you like to buy this week's big issue, please?
Thank you,
madam. Excuse me, you like to buy this week's big issue, please?
Thanks anyway, sir.
Big issue, sir?
First thing on a Monday morning, usually I'm the first one out with the books at 9:30. And you get people come past, you ask them, and they say, oh, I've just brought it, when you're the only vendor in town with the brand new book. Or they say, oh, I brought it yesterday, and you tell them it's a new issue, you say, no, I brought that one yesterday. You just like, why not just say, no, I don't want to buy one? Sometimes it makes you laugh, some of the things they come out with.
Excuse me, you like to buy this week's big issue, please?
Thanks anyway, sir. I've had people spit at me. That you get people come past with a bad attitude, chips on their shoulder. Like you're asking other people, they're like, oh, we pay your way and all that. And I'm like, well, no, you don't. I pay my own way. You don't pay for the big issue. Ignore them people. Just hope to God they're never in a situation and they know exactly what it's like. And they're the one that's not getting spit on.
Excuse me, you like to buy this week's big issue, please?
I won't wish it on anyone.
Excuse me, you like to buy this week's big issue, please?
Thanks, love.
Big issue, madam?
You're a young man, you sell what you want when you want. As long as you don't leave it for ages and not buy any, then the office, they won't moan at you.
Thank you, madam.
Thank you. Go back to the office and get some more.
How many do you want then?
10. Still marking the issues, aren't you?
Guess so.
People without badges vending.
Yeah.
So the people who sell to them, we've got cash, mate. So if someone comes in and says, oh, someone sold me this without a badge, they'll put it under the light. And then they'll see you selling them to them. So then they can be disciplined. I'm a barman by trade, so hopefully I should be getting back into that. I'm waiting to hear back from a job at the moment in one of my regular nightclubs. I know the owner, I get on well with him, so hopefully he should give me a job soon when he gets one comes up. I'd like to see myself settled down at my own place, like working still. Run my own pub, well, own my own pub. Nice little country pub.
Oh, you dirty, filthy old man.
I'm a sick, dirty, filthy old man.
Yes,
please.
I noticed, I remember.
I'm not waking up next day, like died of pneumonia or something in my sleep, or waking up and finding someone there with an iron bar. I don't really think of those things anymore. I did when I was first on the street. I used to like sleep at light as a feather. Now, once I'm out, you take it. Nothing wakes me up, nothing whatsoever. You get used to it.
Excuse me, would you like to find this one? Alright, how's the babby?
It's another smackhead. You get to meet so many of them where they're streeters as well. Look.
Excuse me, you like to buy this
one? People say to me, how come you know so many of them and you've never tried it? Because stuff like that never appealed to me. I've got a little girl by someone who was an ex-smackhead, but I got her out of that. I was with her 8 months. Within 4 weeks of being with her, I had her clean. That was back when I was 15. She was 14. Probably when I get on my feet, I'll probably go down and see what I can do. Get on my feet first. I don't want to go into her life now and mess her head around. Because my head was messed around like that. A different someone, oh, this is your daddy. Next week, oh, this is your daddy. Well, now this is your real daddy. Like, I'm not messing my kid's head around like that.
You've had a haircut?
Yeah.
Cut off the grey?
No, I didn't.
Excuse me,
you like
quite a bit? I smoked pot when I was like 14, like a kid, but I stopped that straight away. And I was an alcoholic from the age of 11 till I was 14. I used to drink 3 of the 1.5 bottles of Jack Daniels a day. I just woke up that morning, and looked at the bottom, what am I doing? Just chucked it out the window and that was it. I mean, I had never drunk from then up until last September, well, October it was, my babby died. My fiancée, Charlene, she got to 22 weeks pregnant, 5 months. And where she's little and skinny, she wasn't eating properly. I mean, you've got to force feed her sometimes. She hardly eats anyway. And where she's still done the same when she was pregnant, her body thought it was time to push the baby out. Because of the size of the baby and the size of her, just pushed it out. And obviously it was too small to survive. So when we buried her, the night we buried her, I got absolutely totally steaming drunk. Hit the Jack Daniels, felt rough next day, so you know, lucky I didn't carry on drinking. I'm forcing her to eat at the moment because she's nearly 6 months pregnant again. She's not listening, but the doctor told her she's underweight, she's anemic, and she's got low blood pressure, so I think she's is scaring her a bit, so she is starting to eat a bit.
Excuse me, would you like to buy this expedition?
Music, that's one of my biggest interests. I love my music. Wow, rhythm and blues. Brilliant music. Something you can sit down and listen to all night without getting bored of it. Like dance music, that just gives you headache. Just sit there and you just gotta walk out in the end. All that hardcore music, I can't stand that. I'd rather listen to Pink crackling in heat than listen to that. Best thing, if you want to get to listen to R&B, go to Club Blah Blahs on a Friday night. It's £3 to get in, 9 o'clock. Ronnie the DJ, brilliant DJ, all on vinyl. If you want a good R&B mix, go there.
Excuse me, you like to buy this week's big issue, please? Thanks anyway, sir.
I mean, most people say, oh, it's your own fault you're down there, it's your own fault, but they don't know the background. They haven't got a clue. Not a lot of people know what it's like to wake up in the morning and have to sit there for half an hour before your joints warm up, before you can move, because you're just stiff as a ball. If they knew, then they'd understand, then they'd know exactly why most of us are why we are. They look at us and they stereotype us. Straight away they say, he's a drug head and a drinker. I don't do neither. But I've still been on the streets for nearly 3 years. Tony Blair. He said, oh, he's going to do loads of stuff about homelessness. We ain't seen nothing. We're still all out on the street, sleeping in car parks and bushes. We ain't seen no extra money being funded into the night shelters and stuff. Because, well, no matter what they say to get in there, it's all a load of crap because they never do anything about it. Closest I get to hearing something about politicians is in the Jeffrey Archer books.